Welcome back on the Garden City Community College Coaches here show here live from Old Chicago. I want to give a big thank you to Cooper Autry and Jason Steinmetz of the men's basketball team for joining in the show, having a little bit of fun at the end. We now come on, welcome the assistants of the basketball team. We've already had Mike Harmon, we've had Jack Velasquez, so now we get to Jackson Autry. Coach, how are you doing here tonight?
You know, really good. I appreciate you having me on.
I want to start with this, actually, because the one thing that I've talked to with both assistant coaches is your workout routines that I've seen that you do with some of the guys. How's that been?
You know, that's a part of it that I've always enjoyed. I love that end of it. I love spending time with the guys. Being able to see development with any level for me is what it's all about. So, you know, there's nothing better than being in the gym, seeing those guys get better, working on their games, detail-oriented specifics.
Jack told me specifically that you guys have been working on Mike's workout plan. Now, when I asked it to Mike, he didn't say that. And I asked him who had the biggest bench. He's like, oh, it's me. But how do you feel like you're handling his workout plan?
You know, I think for all of us, it builds camaraderie. And it's his workout plan because he's the guy that came up with it. But it takes all three of us to do it. And again, it's helped our relationship. And it's all about working, building relationships, being able to see that growth. Like, that's what's fun.
Jack told me last week with you three, it's just three guys who love basketball. Is that true?
100%. Yeah, we've all, you know, come from different backgrounds. We come from places that, you know, basketball is valued. We both had different types of careers. But at the same time, the love of basketball is the same for all three.
So let me ask this about you. When I was talking to Coop about it, your family is very stretched into basketball. Your father played at Abilene Christian. Now your son is playing at Garden City Community College with you as his coach. Where's the love of basketball in this family started?
You know, it probably started with my dad, maybe even my grandfather. Like, he just loved competition. He loved sports. Where we were from in Colorado, rodeo and basketball were king. Little town called Kim, Colorado. 100 people. I mean, tiny. But a lot of people made it out of Kim through basketball and rodeo. My dad being one of those people. He played at Abilene Christian. He took me and my cousins and lots of different kids to camps there in the summertime. So we grew up loving those games. We love competing. We love winning. But, you know, I think coaches matter too. I had a tremendous coach in high school, Tom Gooden. His son played professionally overseas. Mm-hmm. And to have progressive, you know, really, really high-level coaches at that level sparked my passion. And so, again, like for Coop, he grew up in that realm. Like, that's what we did. We played basketball. We rodeoed. And then that's just grown here at Garden City. But ironically, when Cooper was about 5 years old and he was on the bench with Bucket, with Coach Leslie, with us, as we made that national tournament run. So he's been around the game. He's been around Garden City, you know, basically his whole life, with a little stretch in between that we went back to Colorado.
So let me ask you this. Why get into coaching?
I love coaching the game of basketball. I'm passionate about the game itself, but I love the relationships with kids. I love training them, like, every level. Like, I don't mind if it's the peewees all the way through the professionals that come back and train with me in the summertime. I just enjoy it. Like, it's something that I think God put me on this earth to be in the gym.
You've done a lot for the community here. I saw during your bye week, I'll call it, but when you guys were not playing on that Saturday, you went out, took a couple of guys to a high school game. Obviously, you had the camps here before the season. What makes you want to give back to the game of basketball so much?
You know, I don't ever really think of it that way as far as me giving back. I just love doing it. And again, like, for those college players, the guys we've got this year, and we've been blessed the 4 years I've been here to have guys that want to do that. You know, those guys enjoy being around these kids. They enjoy coming from other places and getting to see what basketball's like in this area. And so I think when things are done right, everybody kind of feels, you know, like they're a part of it. And I think the guys we have this year love doing that end of it as well.
Cooper told me it was like the second he picked up the basketball, he fell in love with the game. Is that true watching him grow up?
Yeah. Yeah. Cooper, like I said, whenever I was with Bucket from 2008 to 10, I was fortunate in the fact that Bucket said, hey, you can bring your family in. You know, he made it all about everybody's family, letting everybody be included. He was all about loyalty within the program. And so Cooper was in there, you know, every day after school, at practice, going to the games, going to the national tournament, riding on the bus with us. And probably at that age, you know, it seemed like, you know, baseball and football he really enjoyed, but he always gravitated towards basketball.
Let me ask you about rodeo for a second, because as a Floridian, I've never really been around it.
Yeah.
How fun is it out here?
Oh, it's awesome. Like I said, I had a good high school career, but after high school, I went back and I rodeoed. I went out, you know, I college rodeoed at CSU Pueblo.
Okay.
And so that's what I did for 4 years. I always loved the game of basketball, but rodeo was something that was really big in our family. And so it's a blast. I mean, it's competitive. It's not a lot different to basketball. The kids that grow up doing it and are really good, they've done it since the time they were little. They train, they're in the arena all the time. And so again, those two sports for me were always tied.
Take me through that life for you. Was it stressful? Was it relaxing? Because some people will participate in a certain sport. It takes their mind off everything. Other people just love the drive and love to win it. What was it like for you?
You know, to me, it's not a lot different than basketball. I love being in the gym. I love competing. Rodeo was the same way. I grew up doing it. So being on horses, competing, being around friends that I'd had since the time I was little, I love competing. So that's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Does that definitely run in the Autry family?
Yeah. Yeah, all the way. You know, I've got an uncle that made the NFR like 11 years. A cousin right now that I'm recruiting his son for basketball that he was 5 times NFR. I think he was rookie of the year.
Wow.
But he was also the two-way player of the year in Colorado for basketball. So like I said, it's really tied. The two are tied in our family.
I talked to Coop a little bit about playing high school ball in Holcomb. When did you guys move out to Holcomb, and what was that decision like for you?
So for us, we were here when Cooper was young, like I said, mm-hmm. from 2008 to 10. And then my father-in-law called, and he needed help running the ranch back in Colorado, a big 30,000-acre ranch, where we hunted bear. I was a hunting guide. Bear, mountain lions, deer, elk. I guided those hunts, and then I ran his cattle for him as well. He had 300 head of cattle. With our lease country, it was like almost 25,000 acres. So I did that while I coached at the high school and the middle school there at Kim. Helped him run the ranch for those years, and then he sold the ranch to a guy from Louisiana. The guy said, I'll buy the ranch if you'll stay and run it for me. And I said, man, I was kind of looking to move at that time. And I said, you know what, I'll sit here and I'll run it for you as long as you're here. He sold it 4 years later, and that's when we moved back. So we had been familiar with Holcomb because we lived there from 8 to 10. I knew of the tradition. I knew people there. Chad Novak being a legendary coach, his dad the same way. Really good people that love sports. And while we lived in Kim, I could kind of see my kids didn't gravitate towards the rodeo. They did the ranch work. They did that stuff. But what they really loved was basketball. So it was a great opportunity. I still love basketball, too. To say, hey, let's go to a place where that's, you know, something that's really important, but also the school of Holcomb is elite, like really, really good people.
He made varsity all 4 years. Were you surprised when he made it as a freshman, or were you not surprised?
You know, we hadn't been around the 3A level. We'd been at the 1A level. But Cooper, for 2 summers, had played at a high level with club teams in Colorado. We went to a Nike elite camp where I took him as a young guy, and I thought, you know, we'll go there. He'll learn a lot. He probably won't get picked. Keith Van Horn was running it. They picked him. He was one of, out of like 200 kids, they picked 2 kids. And so we're living in Kim. That happened in Denver. And I could see, I was like, there's no way we can travel to Denver to do that. So that would have been like his 7th grade year. The next year he got picked up by Pluto. So he had played kind of some national level basketball as a 7th and 8th grader. So when we moved here, we knew it was bigger, but I kind of expected, you know, he should hold his own. What you got in Holcomb is you have a bunch of multi-sport athletes. You don't have kids that have specifically just played basketball. So big, mature, strong seniors, and he's, you know, a young, skinny 9th grader. It was a challenge, no doubt.
Mm-hmm. I've been hearing from a lot of people when I first got here, like Holcomb is a basketball town compared to some of the other places out here. Is that true?
No doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Holcomb's about winning. But it's I would say the years I've been around it, it definitely is a basketball town. Chad Novak is there now. He's won, I think, 2 state championships. His dad had won, I think, 2 before that when Chad was growing up. So the tradition of basketball has been there the whole time. But I would say it's a multi-sport school as well. They've won 2 state titles in football. Connor Van Cleve, who was good in all 3 sports, went to KU on a baseball scholarship. Kobe Dixon, who I trained, came back. He just got done playing professionally in basketball.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got kind of kids all over spread in that place that are high-level athletes in all those sports.
You talk about working with Coach Novak. What coach have you learned the most from?
Man, that's a great question. That's tough because you learn so much from so many different good coaches. But I would have to go back early to my coach, Tom Gooden, probably having the most impact on me. Like I said, he was next level. He was a Division I coach at the high school level, and I was a young guy. His son played professionally, had, I think, over 70 Division I offers. Unfortunately, blew his knees out. But, I mean, Lane Gooden, he's a legend in Colorado. But then at the high school, college, you know, all those levels, I've been so fortunate because – like I said, I got back in it with Bucket, or I got in at that level with Bucket at the JUCO level, and he's a guy that's going to be in the Hall of Fame in my estimation. Big-time coach. He's at Odessa now. I was just getting my master's, and I just thought, you know, I'd like to be in the college game. He just let me, you know, the longer I was in there, the more he gave me. His assistant, Mark Leslie, another guy that had a big impact on me, great trainer, coached at Trinity Valley the last few years, went with Bucket to went to Trinity Valley with Bucket. They went to the national tournament maybe 10 years. He's coaching professionally now. You know, then I get back in it with Dewey, who's now at Corpus Christi, another huge, you know, talented guy, really, really well known, up and coming, you know, young coach. And again, he just brought me in and let me do my thing. Coach Sko, the year after that, a guy that's went to Indian River and had huge success, you know, again, a really, really good coach. And now the last 2 years with Rusty. Rusty has taught me so much. And the thing I really value about Rusty is the fact that he puts you in the place that you can be successful, and then he just lets you do it. He doesn't micromanage you. He doesn't tell you other things. He just says, hey, this is where I see you, and he's going to build you in other ways too. But he does such a good job of finding out what you're good at and letting you do that. And then on top of that, you know, all those guys. But Rusty might be at the top of that. I mean, unbelievable recruiter.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you about that, actually. So you've been in Garden City for the last 2 years. What were some of the things that stood out about being a Bronkbuster?
I've actually been there the last 4 years. Two with Rusty, one with Sko, and then one with Dewey. But I would say, you know, the thing that's really stood out to me is just being able to be around those different guys. And, you know, the thing is even though there's a lot of turnover at the JUCO level, in a way that's a blessing because you get to meet all these different guys that have their own trees, that have their own philosophies, that have their own recruiting, you know, places that they can go. And you say, man, that's valuable for me because my goal is to be a college coach. You know, I want to be a head coach at the JUCO level. I want to be a head coach at the Division I level. I started it late, but you can see it's all about relationships and the people you're around. I've been really, really blessed to be around some really good ones, you know, in the last 4 years, and then Bucket for those 2 years from 8 to 10.
Let me ask you this then. There's the high school level. There's the AAU level. There's the professional level. Why is it the college level that you want to be in?
I just have always felt like, and like I said, I love training kids. I love every level of development and growth. Like, I'm addicted to that. That's what I really love about the game of basketball. But I've always felt like the kids that probably maybe gravitate to me the most are the kids that love it like I love it. And you find that at the college level. I was at CSU for a little while as a manager, and right away I could see, like, these guys are way more talented than me, but they love the game the way I love it, every day, all the time. And again, they're fortunate to be around some great guys. Stu Morrill, Randy Ray, that was at Weber State. Terry Dunn, who went to Penn. Don Verlin, who was at Idaho. I mean, just fortunate. But early, I could tell, like, man, these guys love it the way I love it. And so, again, that's always been something that I wanted to do. But sometimes life has taken me in different directions. And I'll always find myself in a gym coaching, but that's where I want to be.
For sure. I want to ask you a little bit about game days. What does that look like for you?
Okay, so I'm a strength and conditioning coach at Holcomb. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of times we have 0 hour. I'll get up early, you know, 5:30, get in there to do weights all day from 7 to 2:30. And then on Thursdays, I go to 3:30. As soon as I'm done there, I come to the gym. Game day a lot of times, and we'll try to get film done, you know, get on the bus, get to the games, just like last night, get home at 1. Back up at 5:30 today and do it all again. And to me, like, I'm very fortunate because, first of all, the people at Holcomb, you know, Jerry Johnson primarily as a principal has said, hey, we want you to do that because we know that's what you love. And so we're going to allow you to do that because that makes you a better teacher for us. And a lot of principals wouldn't do that, but he's allowed me to do that. And like I said, I love it. So it always gives me energy. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like I get wore out. Like, I'm excited to go do it.
When you're on the sidelines for Garden City, I always notice you with that board. Is it muscle memory now, keeping track of plays?
You know, it's funny that you say that because, like, with Bucket and with Dewey, they both were kind of like, hey, man, your deal is you're really, really passionate. You see the game. Let us know what you see during timeouts, stuff like that. With Sko, he said, no, I want you to do OER and DER data.
Okay.
Which, if you know me, that's not really who I am. But it helped me become a better coach. You know, I found out ways to be like, man, that's impactful. Like, that stuff is huge. You can learn a lot through that data that helps you be a better coach. And so now evolved to Rusty. His is more about timeouts, making sure that our book is the same as the book there, you know, at the scores table. But then he's, like I said, the thing I love about Rusty is he's always about, hey, if you see something, let me know. And I value that because, you know, some coaches don't do that. He's good at that. Well, not only with coaches, but with players, putting people in spots where he can see, hey, this is what you do well, do this.
So you're working on 4 hours of sleep. You're working at the high school and the college level, but you're in the game you love.
Love
you trade it for anything?
Nothing. No. I wouldn't trade this path. You know, this path for me has been unbelievable. And like I said, I wouldn't trade those years going back to Colorado and working the ranch and doing those things either because it gives you perspective. You know, it's one of those things that when you're doing those type of jobs, I enjoyed it. Like, I enjoyed guiding hunts. I enjoyed running the ranch. I enjoyed those things, and I learned a lot through them. It was extremely hard work. But what it does now is, like, some days whenever you come in and people are saying, man, this is hard. And you're like, this isn't hard. This isn't hard. This isn't waking up early in the morning and breaking ice for 300 cattle that are waiting on you. You know, like, stuff like that. And you say, it makes me love it even more. But no, I don't get tired of it, and I really, really enjoy it.
Living the dream.
Yeah.
It's the absolute best. Thank you so much, Coach, for coming on tonight.
Yeah, really appreciate it, man.
That is Jackson Autry from the Garden City Bronkbusters men's basketball squad. They're back in action on Saturday against Independence. We'll take a short break on the Garden City Community College Coaches Show. Be right back with baseball new head coach Josh Aller here on 99.9 The Rock.